Radio. Catholic Radio Online.
Last Sunday, Jesus performed the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish. The people, after witnessing the miracle and had their fill, wanted to make him king, so Jesus withdrew to the mountain on the other side of the lake. The people saw in Jesus an economic savior, someone who would give an end to their economic tragedy and ensure food on their tables. They never understood the sign that Jesus performed because they were preoccupied with their pragmatic and parasitic motives. Jesus, being aware of their selfishness, told them to look for the food that endures for eternal life. The Jews thought that by their obedience to the law would deserve such food, so they asked, "What should we do to carry out God's work?" "Believe in the one whom he sent," Jesus replied. Then the Jews asked for a sign like the manna in the desert that was given by Moses. Jesus replied by reminding them that it was not Moses who gave their forefathers the manna, but rather his Father who will also give them the bread from heaven. Then the Jews asked, "Sir, give us that bread always." Jesus proclaims, "I am the bread of life." Like the Jews, sometimes we see God as a problem solver, somebody who, after we have done something good, would be obliged to give us what we want. This is true to those who say the rosaries, novenas, attend masses, and go to pilgrimages because they want to ask God something. Prayer of petition is never wrong, and in fact highly encouraged, because Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given unto you." But if we think that God would be obliged to give us what we want because we deserve it after doing something for him, we are no different to the Jews at the time of Jesus. Are we bribing God in our prayers? When we go to church, maybe we will hear Jesus asking us, "Why are you here? Why are you looking for me?" Probably, many of us will say our litany of petitions, "Because I want you, Lord, to help me find a job. Find me a wife or a husband. Heal my friend who is suffering from cancer. Inspire my spouse to stop nagging me. Help me pass this job interview. Help me pass these exams," etc. There is nothing wrong to bring to God all these concerns. We follow Jesus not because we want him to bring an immediate end to our misery, but simply to be with him, because he is the eternal reason of our existence. God never forgets our struggles, pains, sufferings, and life's tragedies. If we believe Him as our personal Savior and Lord, all this will be provided for. The reason why we gather for the Eucharist is because we are hungry. And only God can satiate that hunger. But God wants us to share with others what we have, so that through our charity, our Eucharistic gathering will be a liberating experience. Like the miracle 2,000 years ago, the Christian community now offers its own loaves and fish, which are symbols of poverty. When we are able to break our bread to others, truly, Jesus becomes the bread of life once again. Are you ready for that breaking?
Radio.org.au